So welcome to another episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your host, Anthony Beckham, my co-host.
Jerry Brown, a.k.a. I am Breezy. What's going on, good fellas?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just watching my Dolphins, bro. Hopefully get this win.
Yeah, I bet. You can lose to the Raiders, and y'all gonna really be in some trouble.
I know, bro. I know.
And we got a special guest joining us today from, you know, from Talks with Tea Time. Our guy Tony West, Clemson fan. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing good, bro. What's going on with y'all? I appreciate y'all having me on again.
Yes, sir, bro. Absolutely had to get you back on.
I appreciate it, man, for real.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, definitely. So this episode, this is going to be more of a college football recap. Instead of really just focus on Florida, we'll probably do a focus on Florida later on in the week. But for this one, it's going to be really a full-on college football recap. And by the way, before we get into it, we got to get back to shows also when we make our picks. Definitely, bro. We've been kind of slacking on that, so we apologize for that. So we'll definitely get back in there. But, and recapping college football from yesterday with a lot of the games, what were you guys' biggest takeaway from week four?
Man. It's so many things I can speak of. Like, in my personal opinion, I would say one thing is there's not a lot of good teams in college football right now. There's literally, like, maybe five good teams in college football. Like, I would say probably, like, Alabama, Georgia, obviously. And then it's a huge gap after that. And then I would probably say, like, Penn State is really good. Y'all, Florida. Y'all are really good. Oregon is pretty good as well. But then after that, it's like, who else? Like everybody else is bad or just like above average. There's not really any good teams. Like Iowa even, they struggled to put away Colorado State yesterday, who has been bad for years. So there's just not a lot of good football teams is what I've noticed. It's literally Bama, you guys, Georgia, and then I would probably say, like, Penn State, they've been pretty impressive.
Right.
But besides that, it's been kind of disappointing, honestly, to say the least.
I agree. I truly agree, bro. And I was literally going to say the same thing when AV asked about, you know, what our opinions are. I'm not impressed by anyone really except for Georgia's defense. I'm not even impressed by their offense. I don't think there is one complete team in college football. Alabama's, you know, they're really good, but at the same time, they don't have, you know, that star power that they usually have. Their offensive line is not what they used to be. And, you know, I'm not sure who we'll see in the playoff. And if we do, the games may be good because I think everybody's kind of in the same playing field as far as the elites.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's really only a handful of good teams out there that we've seen. And, you know, Georgia's defense, I'm impressed with their defense, but at the same time, I have to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt because what offenses have they faced that's been really good as well?
Not one. They haven't played a good offense.
That's true.
Because I'm telling you now, that Clemson offense is one of the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Georgia fans kind of need to cool out a little bit because that Clemson 10-3 win does not look really good at all. Anymore, to be honest with you.
And Tony, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because before we go any further, we gonna give you free reign right now to say what you got to say on
unleash.
Clemson. Go ahead and unleash.
Well, yeah. Let me just go ahead, man. I mean, the same thing I've been saying for weeks, really, right? Like, one of the main problems is that offensive line can't get any push whatsoever. We can't get a run game. And that's been the biggest problem really for the last 2.5 years. Last year, we were like 91st in rushing offense. I don't think people noticed that. We were bad running the ball last year too. And then this year, it's been even worse. Like, we're barely over 200 yards rushing. Like, that's how bad it's been. Like, we are bad on offense. And, like, offensive line is definitely a part of that. And then, obviously, the probably the most important thing of them all is game play and game calling. Like, Tony Elliott is still – I mean, and I'm kind of glad – that RG3 and the guys in the booth were going in on him yesterday.
Yeah, they
because
did.
Now the spotlight is on Tony Elliott nationwide. Like, they were talking about how bad and how horrible the play calling was. And now I'm glad, I'm kind of glad, because now it's front mainstream media. Now it's not just Clemson fans complaining about it. It's the whole country saying, yo, Tony Elliott's not good at his job. So right. I'm kind of hoping that gets Tony Elliott fired, you know, or at least like move to another, maybe like a recruiting coordinator or something like that. Because don't get me wrong, Tony Elliott's probably a great guy and all that, but his offense is just timed out, man. We're not in 2011 no more. He's right. running the 2011 offense in 2021. It's just not going to cut it. If we don't evolve, and that means AKA getting involved in the transfer portal, you know, doing all that type stuff, changing the offensive scheme, recruiting better players, we are going to be like this forever. This is going to be what Clemson's going to be, go back to being an 8-4 average team. That's what's going to happen if we don't change things. Only thing that's good for us right now is the ACC is fucking horrible. Excuse my language, but that's just the truth. The ACC is bad. I mean, Georgia Tech took UNC to the woodshed last night. Yeah, and they're supposed to be the second best team in the ACC.
Yep.
So it's like that's the only thing helping Clemson at this point. But, man, at this point, we're not going to the ACC championship. Because I think Wake Forest is actually the best team in the ACC. I think if they lose a game, it could be against NC State. But they always play them close every year. I think Wake Forest can be a serious threat of going like 10-2, 11-1 this year. Like, they're good. And I think a lot of people are not paying attention to them because it's little old Wake Forest. But right. they're really good. I think they got a chance to win the ACC. But I just, you know, it's disappointing as a Clemson fan when you build these expectations year in, year out. For the last 7 years, we've been in the playoffs. It's hard to kind of realize we ain't going there this year, and we ain't even really a top 25 team right now, to be really honest with you guys. Yeah, it's frustrating, you know, it's frustrating, but it is what it is, man. I hate to be calling for somebody to get fired, but I don't know if y'all seen what Auburn's coach did today. They already have fired somebody.
What?
Yeah, Auburn just fired their wide receiver coach. He's only been there for like 4 weeks. So I'm like, Dabo, you want to take some lessons and get right. rid of Tony Elliott right now? Like, I mean, the Auburn coach got more balls than Dabo Sweeney right now. Like, and he only been there a month. Like, so, you know, it's frustrating, man. It's really frustrating. You know, I just want the best for the team. I'm tired of being, oh, well, we had a good run. We can't, you know, we can't complain because we've been good for so many years. No, dude, forget that mess, man. I'm trying to be like Bama, bro. Like, right, I'm trying to be in the playoffs and winning every year, bro. So, yeah, it's frustrating. At this point going forward, I just want to see the young guys play. We don't have anything to play for at this point. And I'm kind of hoping that opens up our offense now that we don't have control of anything. We're not going to the playoffs. At this point, even the ACC championship is a stretch. Let's have fun. Let's open it up. DJ, relax, bro. You're not getting the Heisman. You're not going to the playoffs. You're probably not even going to ACC. The expectations are off you. The country is no longer looking at us anymore. Right, we're back to little old Clemson now. Let's have fun, dude. Let's throw the ball around. Like, let's let these young guys ball. Like, at this point, we literally have zero things to lose. So, at this point, I really just want to kind of see the young guys play. We got a lot of people hurt right now. Will Shipley tore his ACL. He's done for the season.
He tore his ACL?
Really?
Yeah, he's probably insane with Brian Brzee. Like, he tore ACL as well. He's probably done for the season. So yeah, let's just get these young guys in here and let's have fun, man. I mean, at this point, we're not winning anything special. So at this point, man, I really just want to see the young guys play. And one last thing, I know this is a lot of Clemson just talk at this point, and I'll move on after this.
Oh, you good, but man.
You good.
The man. Last thing I want to say is I think a lot of the blame has been on DJU. And the more I'm looking at it, he showed me some promise a little bit towards the end of that game last night.
Right, yeah.
I think the main issue is freaking offensive coordinator play. I think that's the main issue because when I seen and me and AB was talking about this in the DMs last night, like during that last drive, he started kind of letting the game come to him because even that last pass he threw to Justin Ross honestly should have caught that, bro. That was a beautiful pass. But he didn't. He didn't even make an attempt at the ball. So I think the thing with him is DJ got to get his confidence back. And I think these next couple of weeks will be good for that. We got Boston College this week. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I don't even know if we win this game. I don't. Boston College looked good yesterday against Missouri. That's a good team, bro. And I can't really say, oh, well, it's Missouri anymore. People should be saying, oh, well, it's Clemson. Like the way we played, people should be looking at us like we're Missouri. Like, and they probably are. So, you know, at the same time, man, you know, I want to just see Clemson get better every week. I'm not going nowhere. I know a lot of fans are going to jump off the bandwagon. Man, I was born into this, bro, so I ain't going nowhere. I remember when Clemson was a thing. So I ain't going nowhere. I'm proud of the program. We got a lot of building to do, and we got to change some things immediately, bro. That's really it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you brought up DJU. Yeah, we were talking about that because it kind of seemed like he was just kind of trying to be the hero, you know, do too much because I guess he felt there was a lot of pressure on him. But, you know, he kind of started to slow everything down, relax, go out there and just play free. He kind of just let the game come to him, and he started making some really, really good throws. So I think this is something he can kind of build on. And as the season goes on, I honestly think he's going to start playing much better if the offensive coordinator actually lets him do the things he's good at. Because I think that's been part of the issue as well.
Bro, like, I used to think DJ was the problem. Don't get me wrong, DJ got some things to work on. Like, he doesn't have any touch on any of his passes.
Everything's a bullet for him.
Yep, and that's the problem. That's his problem. If he can find a way to find some type of fine-tuning to where he doesn't think every single pass is a bullet, we'll be fine. But he's got to find that. And I'm thinking that's going to take something more than just this season. He's going to have to do that offseason.
Yeah, you know, I definitely think so. And that was the thing that, you know, as Gator fans, we were worried about with Emery last year and then even starting this year, you know, trying to force things, trying to make these incredible throws and throwing absolute bullets to no man's land. So it's like, you know, why do that? But now, you know, we start to see him, Emery, he's starting to have a little bit of touch in his balls and everything of that sort. And I think the same thing can go with DJ. You're going to have to drop some plays, bro, where he, like, just – he can throw an easy, quick little, you know, pass here and there, a little dump here and there, and that'll boost his confidence. But, you know, from what I've been seeing, it's a lot of things going downfield, but miscommunication with wide receivers, and he's trying to force some passes in areas where they shouldn't go.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happening, bro. Like, it's just, you know, a lot of miscommunication. A lot. You could tell the wide receivers are fed up. Like, I kind of feel bad for a guy like Justin Ross.
Right.
Came back, you know. I feel bad for him because, and it's not like, once again, it's not just DJ's fault. Like, it's really more so the OC. So I kind of feel bad for guys like him and Nagata and Lattison because they haven't been able to be successful because of Tony Elliott's play calling. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I really hate the call for especially an African-American man to lose his job, but I'm sorry, bro. I think he need to go to coach rehab down there in Alabama, get about 2 years down there as a what they call it. He make up all type of positions down there. offensive analyst or something like that.
It'll be a taxi driver soon. Come back out
to the job fair after that.
Oh, man. Coaching.
That's what it is. Think about it. The last couple coaches that went to Alabama, they went there for a year or two, rehabilitated, and boom, they back out here on the market. Steve Sarkisian, Bill O'Brien is down there doing the same thing right now. A couple other guys I can't think of on the top of my head. Adam Gates is probably going to be down there soon. Like,
man, Adam Gates don't need to go down there.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up happening, though. Don't be surprised.
I was a guy, I was big on Andrew Booth. What's going on with him, bro? Like, I see him get beat deep, and it's like, all of a sudden, where's this come from, you know?
Let me answer that question, because there's three components to that answer, to that question. Excuse me. One is the defense is flat out tired. Like, between everybody on the podcast, I've talked to people, and that Clemson defense is wore out, man. They're tired. They've been carrying the team all year. Like, they are completely tired. Last night, I think they said Clemson's defense was on the field 88% of the game. 88.
That's crazy.
Not 60, not 50. 88% of the game, they were on the field. Like, so they're tired, for one. Secondly, the guy he was going up against, Amika Amezi, a lot of people don't know him because it's NC State, but he's going to go in the draft probably first or second round. He's good. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a good wide receiver that NC State has. Probably the best wide receiver it's definitely the best wide receiver Booth has faced this year. Now, we'll see when we play up against Wake Forest, because they got a good wide receiver, too.
Right.
But he is the best wide receiver in Boston College, too. They got Zay Flowers. But he's the best wide receiver Booth has seen this year. Booth gave up two touchdowns yesterday, but both the touchdowns that he gave up, because I've seen a lot of people saying that, both of the touchdowns he gave up, they were perfect passes that you just couldn't defend.
Right.
Like, they
right.
were just perfect passes. He got beat deep once, which everybody gets beat. Nobody's perfect. He got beat deep once downfield by their fast wide receiver. I can't remember his name right now. But Booth is tired. Skalski is tired. Yeah. All these guys on defense, Xavier Thomas, they're tired of saving the offense's ass. That's why they're giving up plays. They're tired. So I think they're tired. Amika Amezi is probably one of the best wide receivers in the country that nobody talks about. And I think they also as well are losing hope. They're like, bro, we can't keep doing this every week.
Yeah, they did it against Georgia. I mean, it's crazy, bro.
So I think that's really the main reasons why. Because, I mean, he still had a good game yesterday. Like, yeah, he got scored on twice. But he had a good, like, he made a lot right. of good tackles in the open field. You know, he had a great game still, but it's not enough because our offense is just so horrible. Clemson right. almost has to play spotless perfect on defense for us to even have a chance in a game. And that's just not good.
And as Florida fans, we know all too well about how the defense got to carry the offense because the offense is terrible.
Yes, we do.
Pain on that one right there. I can tell you that right now. Now,
it's bad, man. But go ahead.
Yeah. No. You. It's all good, man. It's all good.
No facts, bro. Facts. It's really all good.
Yeah. And speaking of some of these games, what was one of the besides Clemson? Because I ain't going to lie, I was surprised they lost, to be honest. Even though you was warning us. But what else surprised y'all yesterday with the games that went on?
I'll say, for me, bro, it was really Auburn. Like,
yeah,
I'm thinking Penn State is, like, legit because they beat Auburn. But when you watch Auburn yesterday, they got manhandled in their front. Like, Georgia State's offensive line was pounding them, bro. And the quarterback had time for years. So it's like, are they in trouble? Like, is Auburn going to end up finishing fourth in the West?
Well, you see, they fired somebody today. So, I mean, it does seem like there could be something brewing down there. Because I was watching that game. I was like, whoa, hold on now.
And Bo Nix is not starting another down.
He's done. After TJ Finley did what he did, he's done. And I've been telling people for years that this kid is not good. Like, I've been telling people this for the last 3 years. He's only in the position that he's in because of who his father is.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's why and people think I have a personal vendetta against Bo Nix. I actually don't. He's probably a great kid. But the reason I dislike his, I ain't gonna say dislike him. I'm gonna be honest. The reason I dislike him is for what he stands for. Nepotism, white privilege. No offense, but that's just the facts. We have to be honest.
Yep.
This kid is not good. TJ Finley, as soon as he transferred to Auburn, I knew he was going to take his spot. He's a better quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
They let Malik Willis go because they believed in Bo Nix. Think about that. They let Malik Willis, who might be the number one draft pick in a few months, go because of nepotism.
Yep.
Think about it. And that's why I have been hard on Bo Nix since day one.
Right. Because
I said, you know, let me give this kid a chance. I watched the Oregon game, his first game. He was all right. You could take the freshman. But I looked at him the remainder of that year. I said, that kid's not good. He's not good. And then last year, people said, yo, give him one more year. His sophomore year, he looked worse.
Yeah, he got worse.
I said, yo, this kid is not good. And now people are finally starting to see, dang, Tony was right. He's not good. So I'm glad that Auburn, and it's probably because the new regime is in there, so they don't have no attachment to Bo Nix.
Right.
They see, okay, this Finley kid is just better. We have to play the best player on the field, and they're doing the right thing. But yeah, you're right. Bo Nix is gone. He's done. I don't think he ever starts another down for Auburn, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, he's a cooked product, bro. Yeah. He doesn't improve. Like, he never improves. So I think he might be done.
Yeah, I think he's done as well. And truth be told, I'm not even going to lie. This is when I knew he wasn't good. When he took that 22-yard sack against Florida.
Bro, that was...
And I was there. I was there at that game. So once I saw that, I was like, yeah.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago, his freshman year.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So, and you saw it in the Oregon game, because that game when the touchdown passed, that was a bad throw.
Horrible throw. Seth Williams made a tremendous catch.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a great catch, but it was horrible coverage on the play as well. So he really got bailed out by the defense back, pretty much not knowing where he was on the field.
Yeah.
Right.
So if he plays that ball right, that's an interception. They never win that game. And who knows what – and we're pretty much criticizing him for his play after the game, but he got saved by Seth Williams making a great catch.
Yeah,
exactly. If you notice, nobody criticized him after that game, really.
Right. No, I agree. Like I said, I've been saying Bo Nix is a cooked product from day one, honestly. But I'm glad the rest of the nation and the rest of the world are finally starting to see what I was talking about. I know I'm kind of going back to your main question. You said what surprised us. Oklahoma is not good.
Them boys not good, man.
They are not.
They're 4-0. But they are not good at all.
Yeah.
Like, to me, they're like on the same level as Clemson. Like, they are not good. Like, they keep winning. They keep, you know, winning and getting wins. And I understand it doesn't matter as long as you win. But these last four games, in every single game, they just look very meh. They just look very not good. Like, so that's probably my biggest surprise. I thought Oklahoma would kind of get it turned around, offensively especially. But I'm starting to kind of come to the conclusion they're not a good football team at all, bro.
They're not, and that was actually my biggest surprise from yesterday, just seeing how that game went. And I'm going to be honest, West Virginia really – they really should have won that game if we're going to keep it a bean, because they had every opportunity to win the game.
Absolutely. They just
didn't take advantage of it.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, if you think about it, they were the better team on the field yesterday, to be honest.
They were.
Right.
You play a team like that on the road and you're in the game like that, and the opportunity for you to take over that game and when it comes up, you have to take advantage of that. And Oklahoma – I don't know who in the Big 12 is going to beat them right now, because the Big 12 in general doesn't look that great. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was a game where they slip up and they lose a game they had no business losing. Maybe somebody like that. You know what? I'm going to just say it. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas beat them.
Texas could. Texas could, man.
I bet it yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Texas is like a halfway decent team this year. And they dominated
him. Oh, man. And they figured out their quarterback situation now. They got the right guy starting.
Right.
Yeah.
So now they can kind of go out there and, you know, play free on offense. But that game, that Red River rivalry game was real spooky for Oklahoma right now, if we're going to be honest.
Yep. I agree.
And getting into some of these other games, Arkansas. Man, did they look good. That defense looked really, really good.
I'm trying to tell people, bro.
Man, can I speak on this real quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And y'all, we talked about this off camera like a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I do not understand why every single freaking year we hype up A&M. Every year. Unwarranted. They haven't did anything to get any type of hype. But every single year, the national media says, oh, this is the year for A&M. Are they even the third or fourth best team in the West? Like,
nah, I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they – I'm putting Bama above them. Arkansas above them. And if LSU get it going, I put Ole Miss over them too as well. If LSU gets it going – I don't even know if they're like the fourth or fifth best team in the West. But every single year to put A&M up there because Jimbo Fisher back in the early 2010s. Like, I don't
understand.
Like, they haven't did literally anything to warrant being national championship contenders, SEC West champs. They haven't did anything.
I don't think last year helped it either.
No, it didn't. Like, yeah. I've been telling people this for years. Why every single year we hype up A&M? I really want to know why. They haven't did anything.
It's the Jimbo effect.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be that because, and I'm going to be honest, it looked like he's losing a step in play calling. Because some of the play calls yesterday, I was like, whoa, like, this is not something that Jimbo 3 years ago would be calling.
Right.
So, there's something going on. Now, I understand he doesn't have a quarterback, but at the same time, I mean, they just don't look that impressive. Arkansas, on the other hand, man, we ain't going to make the pick yet, but that game next week in Athens is going to be
something. That's going to tell a lot about Georgia. They thought the Clemson game was going to be the one. Yep. The game next week they got is going to tell a lot, because that Arkansas wide receiver they got, Burks or whatever.
Treylon Burks.
That kid is legit. And they have a legit quarterback as well. And that old line, I've always liked Sam Pittman. He's good, man. He's really good. So, Arkansas, I don't know, man. We're going to find out a lot about Georgia this week, though, coming up for sure.
Arkansas is physical. That's the thing. I knew Sam Pittman would bring that to them. Matter of fact, last year, if y'all remember, Arkansas gave Georgia a run for their money with Felipe Franks.
They did. They did.
So,
you know Sam Pittman going to be wanting to go up in there and get a win against the team that he used to be the offensive line coach.
Right, bro.
Right.
So, that's extra motivation right there.
Yep.
This Arkansas team is – man, I mean, that quarterback, KJ Jefferson, is impressive as it gets.
I know I'm happy we ain't playing them this year. Like, I'm thrilled.
Man, because I'd never feel comfortable playing Arkansas now.
Oh, after Ryan Mallett, bro?
Man, and that offensive line, they offensive line abused us that year. I'm not comfortable playing that. I don't want to play that team right now.
Right.
If I'm anybody.
Yeah. Now, I want to bring up, you know, of course, we can't go without bringing up Florida State on this podcast. So,
of course,
we understand that they're complete garbage. That's not the question. Where do you see their program heading? Because I know a guy, you know, I work with him. He's saying that, you know, he's using this as like kind of like a trial year for Norvell. But just saying, this is year two, you know, like, you should be building a foundation, and I'm not sure if any foundation is being built right now. So what do y'all think about Florida State?
They're a train wreck.
Man, Florida State is bad, right? Like,
right.
They're really bad. I told y'all this off camera. Like, I never believed in Mike Norvell. Like, at Memphis, he was really living off of what's my coach name at Virginia Tech now? Justin Fuente. He was really living off of his recruits. A lot of people don't know that, but that's the facts. So to me, I'm not really surprised to see his downfall, honestly. If I'm Florida State, I'm blowing Deion Sanders' phone up.
You're not alone.
Non-stop until he says yes, because this team is going in the wrong direction. I mean, it's bad. They had women protesting, not giving up no, you know, panties for them to get to win a game.
That was bad. Wild.
Like, it's bad in Tallahassee right now. I know I'm griping about Clemson, but I'd rather be griping about this than what's going on in Tallahassee, because that is bad. My thing is this, though. They got Willie Taggart out the paint quick.
Yep.
Why are they not doing the same with this guy?
Right.
Like, man, they don't want Willie Taggart fired after like 1-2 weeks. Like, so in my opinion, I've never been a Mike Norvell guy. So I've been thought this wasn't going to work out. So I think at this point, what if I'm the AD at Florida State, I'm blowing up Deion Sanders' phone nonstop. I don't know if y'all have seen this. He has the 55th best recruiting class in the nation.
What?
Yes, at Jackson State. At Jackson State, at HBCU in Mississippi. He has the 55th best recruiting class in the country on a $2 million budget.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So just imagine if he goes to Florida State, where he went to school at, and with that budget, he can make some things work. Me personally, I say go get Deion Sanders in about a year. Let this year play out, fire Mike Norvell, and hopefully Deion Sanders is ready to come on in.
My only question is, and it's crazy even ask this question because he's an alum, but does he want the job? Because it's bad down there.
Yeah.
Because it's a mess.
It is a mess. Does he really want to inherit that?
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, all Jim – and it's funny because there was a Florida State fan, I saw tweeted this on my timeline, literally said all Jimbo wanted was a standalone football facility. They didn't give him that. He dipped and goes to Texas A&M, and now Florida State has become a train wreck. It has been downhill since then.
Awful. Literally awful.
And I would say I hate to see this for a program, but
I don't. I ain't gonna lie.
Florida State, so and we're Gator fans on here.
I'm a Clemson fan. You know, that's our rivalry.
It couldn't happen to a better program.
Yeah, honestly.
Cause like, bro, if you think about it, like, remember when FSU was winning like 2013 to 2015, 2016, yep. Bro, their fans were actually unbearable. Like,
unbearable.
Oh, yeah.
It was
them, Miami and Ohio State, when winning, those are the three most annoying. One more, Tennessee. When those four fan bases are winning, they are the most annoying, arrogant. Fans, you will deal with those for Ohio State, Tennessee, Florida State, and Miami. So I'm glad to see them down.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And man, and the funny thing is, Louisville, they jump out to a 31-7 lead, mm-hmm. and then afterwards, do everything they possibly can to give that game up. So I didn't understand why they took their foot off the gas. But as luck would have it, Florida State does what they do best and fumbles the bag.
It's bad, dog. It's bad.
I wonder what guys like Travis Hunter, like guys like that, do they start looking at Florida State and saying, yeah, I don't think I really want to go there anymore. Like, I wonder, does that start happening eventually? And I'm not even saying Travis Hunter, but guys like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got offensive linemen that are committed there that Florida could really use. So I hope they start turning their heads.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Travis Hunter is going to ruin his career and actually go there.
He's so bro, like, oh my
He needs to go to Clemson, if I'm going to be honest.
He sure could use him, especially with Booth. Probably going to the NFL after this year. I mean, we surely could use him. Were we even in the race for this? Like, how? Because he committed early, so I don't know what his final like 3 or 5 was. Does anybody know?
I think it was Florida State and Clemson and somebody, but like once Florida State offered, like that was pretty much
that was pretty much it. Because you told me he's a Florida guy, right?
Yeah, he's actually from South Florida. He's from, I think from I'm gonna say Fort Lauderdale. I know he's from South Florida.
Okay,
I don't want to get it wrong because I want South Florida people in my mentions talk about something. Oh, you got it wrong. So
yeah,
I would just say he's from South Florida and he in Georgia now, but he did with the
NIL. So NIL it's probably deal, a challenge. You call them boosters for Florida State.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you call them boosters at Clemson. Like, hey, with the NIL deals, you need to work something out where you can save his career.
Seriously, so, it would be nice.
Yeah, it's funny to see that train wreck because we was down bad. We had 4-8 years. We had a 4-7 year, but we was never this down bad. Like, this is unprecedented.
Like, they might not win, y'all. Like, they're bad. Like, they may only win, like, at best 2 games.
Wait, who they got next week?
I have no idea. I don't have their schedule in front of me, but they are not good. I do know that.
Yeah, it is absolutely wild to see what that program is right now because it is a little surprising when you think about it. Because you think of Florida State, you think of Miami, and the way they're playing right now, it's just not good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up, speaking of Florida teams, we got to bring up Florida right now because, got off to another slow start last night. I don't understand why we keep doing that. We got to stop. We really got to stop. Because you get off to a slow start against a team like Georgia, you might not be so lucky.
Yeah, I agree. But we got to a slow start against Alabama and came back.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, you can't do that because you saw what happened. We lost. We lost a game that we could have won. But
should have won.
Yeah, we should have won. But man, my thing is, stop being so vanilla. Like at midfield, like bro, we have a drive going very well from like the 20 to the 50 yard line, and then the whole play calling changes, and then we have to settle or punt the ball because of a false start or just some bull crap. keep running the ball. We have three running backs that can go to distance every time they touch it.
Four, if you count Bowman, even though he doesn't play a lot.
Right, right. Like you had a type
of five, all five of them.
Bro, we have so many people that can run the ball and just go, and our offensive line is actually able to do that. We could have beat Tennessee so bad yesterday, bro. So freaking bad. And another thing, I'm tired of the Todd Grantham apologist, dog. Like, make it make sense. Just make it make sense to me. I don't know ball, but Mordecai McDaniel peeping in the backfield and Bernie being on the field, like those guys being on the field, it's Todd Grantham's fault, in my opinion. It's just me. I'm just saying.
Nah, bro, let me vouch for you, because even as a fan of college football, I still keep up with y'all. Like I said, I watched some of the game yesterday, not all of it. But, yeah, Todd Grantham has been a problem for y'all for years.
It's bad.
If they can get something new or someone else in there defensively, I mean, it's kind of like the Tony Elliott situation, right? Like,
right.
It's a time for a change of scheme or some type of change. But Todd Grantham has been y'all problem, I would say, for probably like the last 2 or 3 years, man.
Yes, bro, literally.
So I agree with you. You're not just complaining, like, and this is coming from a fan outside of you guys' fan base. He's not really good at his job. Like, that's just the fact. So I definitely agree with you. If y'all can get that defense right, man, and maybe be a little bit more aggressive, like you talked about,
yes,
on offense, y'all could be a national championship contending team. Like,
right. Right.
That's the fact. Y'all had Bama on the ropes. I'm still kind of debating, is Georgia really that good?
We got to find out.
So I think y'all have a very valid chance to see Alabama again in Atlanta in a few months. So, you know, I think that there are some things that need to be fixed defensively. So, technically, you're not wrong about Todd Grantham at all, because I feel like that's probably y'all weakest point.
It is, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. But I hate to even do this, and I'm not a Todd Grantham apologist, people.
Talk it.
You know I'm not. But Mordecai McDaniel looking, that loss on that play is not on coaching at all. Because as a defensive back, you got to know where you are on the field. You got to know what coverage you're in, too. So a lot of that is on McDaniel as well. Because right. You cannot get that lost on that kind of play. That cannot happen at all. That was egregious. Now, the rest of it, like getting gashed up the middle with the run game. Oh, man, that was a bad play. Sorry, y'all. I was watching the game.
You could.
But getting gashed up the middle by the running backs, I mean, little things like that, that can't happen. Like, you got – I know they're running tempo, but change it up on the line. Like, change up the cover. Run some stunts. Just run things like
that. Do we run any stunts anymore? Like, what's the last –
I don't think we do, and that's a problem because you start
– Yeah, being ran yesterday when I watched y'all.
You said what?
I didn't see any stunts being ran yesterday when I watched y'all.
I didn't either. And that's the problem. Like, if you start running more stunts and confusing the opponent's offensive line and the running backs, you can start getting in the backfield more and make your defense look a lot better.
Bro, Bogle, Diabete, and Cox, if we ran stunts, they would literally cook everything. Like, those guys are actually very, very, very gifted players. And we had Diabete off the edge yesterday, but it's like the situational substitutions are just bad, bro. Like, horrible. And then we bring Antoine Powell in, and I think Antoine Powell could be a better, like, stand-up linebacker than he is at edge. But I don't know.
Yeah, kind of like what Jeremiah Moon's been for us.
Right,
he made move the linebacker. And now he looks like a legit NFL prospect now.
Right.
And when he gets a senior, bro, I'm telling y'all right now, Jim Nagy going to be preaching praising his name the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. Moon's going to get drafted. I think he's going to get drafted pretty solid. Like, maybe like the fourth round. I would say third, fourth.
Yeah, he could.
He's very solid. I think he has NFL potential for sure.
Yeah, he gives me like Leonard Floyd vibes.
Yep, he kind of does. I can see that.
Yeah, I could as well. And Dan Mullen also said at the end of the game in this press conference that Anthony Richardson is now healthy, and so he could have played, but they wanted to kind of hold him out, make sure he was 100%, which I understand because you know he's got a hamstring issue he's dealing with. And like Tony said earlier, that depending on how bad it is, it could be a 4-week injury at minimum. You don't want to turn a 2 to 3 week injury into like a 6 to 8 week injury, and all of a sudden you're out for an extended period of time. So they just wanted to be cautious with them. And another thing that surprised me, where was this Notre Dame team all year long?
Literally just about to bring Notre Dame up. They looked really good yesterday. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's like, I picked Wisconsin to win that game, and it's looking good for a little while. And then all of a sudden, that fourth quarter happened. I was like, what? When did that happen? So it's crazy.
Notre Dame was like a complete team yesterday. I can't even hate on them. Like, I normally enjoy hating on Notre Dame. Well, I'm gonna be real with you. Yesterday, they looked very much like a top 10 team. I'm gonna be honest.
They did. So we're gonna have to see, you know, like how they end up turning out. Because if they go undefeated, bro, like you gotta put them in the playoff.
Man, do you really want to put them in the playoff though?
I mean,
every time we put them in the playoff,
they get waxed.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they get ran right out of the state.
I mean, would we rather see Iowa in the playoff?
Because I don't think they're
until Notre Dame proves something.
I told y'all. I think it goes back to what I said earlier. There ain't a lot of good football teams right now. There's just not. Right. There's about 4 or 5 good to great teams. Bama, Georgia, I think you guys Penn State and like Oregon. That's it. There's just not a lot of good football teams. One other thing I want to bring up. Can we talk about how bad the ACC is real quick if y'all don't mind?
Yeah.
But
I know this is y'all's platform, so I don't want to go off schedule or anything like that.
Oh, no, you're good.
But I just want to talk about how bad it is. Like, I don't think people realize how bad the ACC is. I want to break this down to you guys. Clemson came in this year supposed to be dominant, supposed to be the number one team in the ACC. We don't even know if Clemson's the top 4 team in the ACC right now. That's how bad it is. Let's take a trip up to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They were expected to be a 10-win team this year. They've already lost 2 games that they were supposed to win. They lost to Virginia Tech. They lost to Georgia Tech here in Atlanta last night. Bad, like just bad offense, bad defense, bad everything. It was just bad all around. Like it was bad. Now let's go to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech looked great against Carolina the first week. But then after that, they go lose to West Virginia. And then they struggled yesterday with Richmond, Richmond University. I mean, it's bad. Let's go to Miami. Miami had to play a freaking JV high school team yesterday to get some confidence. They are bad. Like, they lost to Michigan State, who almost lost to Nebraska yesterday. Also, they lost to Bama. We already know that situation. And they should have lost to Appalachian State as well. They got lucky in that game. Florida State, we just talked about them. They are not good at all.
Not even close.
I mean, they're bad. I mean,
undisciplined, too.
It's undisciplined. That's just bad, man. So all these teams I'm naming were supposed to be the next guys up to compete with Clemson. And now even Clemson is not competing. Like, it's bad. Like, honestly, right now, Wake Forest is the best team in the ACC. And I'm going to tell y'all the truth. It ain't even close. It's not even close. And that is bad. That's bad, man. I don't care how you can split it.
Now, what do you think of Boston College?
College is a good thing. Like I said, I think they got a great chance to beat Clemson this weekend. I really do. We're not good. Boston College, my only issue with them is they got this backup quarterback in. And I don't really know about him. Now, he did put up 40 points yesterday. But I'm not really sure about him long term.
Right.
Wide receiver wise, they have great wide receiver room. They always keep a good line, good tight ends. I like their coach. I can't think of his name right now, but he's really good. I think he comes from Ohio State, matter of fact. He's good, but I can't think of his name right now. But Boston College is a good team. Are they top 25 good? Yeah, probably. I would say they're top 25 good. But as far as winning the ACC, no, I don't think so. I think it's going down to, I think it's going to be between Wake Forest and NC State. That's the facts. But the ACC, man, it's bad. I mean, Pittsburgh just lost to Western Michigan last weekend. Like, it's bad. Oh, wow. Bro, like, I don't think y'all realize how bad
Let's look at these standings, bro. We got Wake Forest in the Atlantic. We got Wake Forest at 1, Louisville at 2, NC State at 3, Clemson at 4, Boston College at 5, Syracuse at 6.
Syracuse is bad too. I forgot about them.
Yeah, they're not good. Virginia Tech is 1, Coastal. Georgia Tech's 2. And Georgia Tech is 2, and they're 2-2.
Yep. That's how bad the ACC is, bro.
And UNC is second to last, bro.
Yep. They're 0-2 in the conference.
This is actually crazy, bro. Like,
it's bad. That's why I keep telling y'all, like, the ACC is bad. Like, it's horrible. Like, it's the worst Power of Five conference for sure. Like, I used to try to fight it. Now, if you say the ACC is the worst conference, you're not going to hear not one complaint out of me because I'm 100% agree with you.
This is crazy. Now, I'm trying to, like, think, like, bowl game matchups, what will we have, et cetera. Like, I don't know.
All I can tell y'all is this. Do not sleep on that Wake Forest team, man. They're good. I mean, they're the only decent team we got in the ACC. I don't think NC State's that good. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I didn't see anything special. This is their defense. Their defense is all right, but I didn't see anything special from them yesterday.
Right.
Like, they're not good. They run a bunch of hitch routes, five-yard passes. They run the ball 80 times a game. Like, they're not really
they special. Do. Right.
And we got beat by them. Like, I'm telling you, bro, Wake Forest is the only team I see that I'm like, yo, any given day, they going to put up some points. Like, they going to do that. Sam Hartman's a dog. They got a really good defense. Wake Forest is the team I look at, and I'm like, yeah, they might be a problem. Like, I ain't saying playoffs. They're not going to the playoffs. But as far as, like, being a 10-win team, probably winning the ACC, I can see that, honestly.
Bro. Yeah, man, I mean, Wake Forest, they do look really good. I mean, they're just one of those things where it's, like, nobody's really talking about them.
Right.
And eventually, like, once they start, like, once they keep on winning, eventually you're going to start saying, hey, we got to pay attention to them. Now, do they go to playoffs? Probably not. I would say the ACC's only shot at the playoffs is if Wake Forest goes undefeated, and that still may not be enough. That's
only chance.
Nah, bro.
But yeah, the Wake Forest, they look really good, and I just don't know about. I mean, if there was a year for a school like Miami to take advantage of the ACC being down, it was this year, and they can't even do that.
It's sad, man. The ACC is bad. I mean, this is as bad as it gets right now.
I'm looking at some way too early, you know, bowl projections, and I see they have Clemson against Oklahoma State in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Put that. The damn Cheez-It Bowl. That's pathetic.
It's called the damn Cheez-It Bowl. Who comes up with these bowl game names? But first of all, who's responsible for this?
Oh my God.
That's just flat out embarrassing.
And I would give a take on Cheez-Its, but I don't want to get canceled. So
Brother. Whoa. You better be careful with this one. you don't want to go against Cheez-Its, bro. I'm telling you now. But that's one of my favorite snacks.
Yeah, you can't go against Cheez-Its, bro. That's forbidden.
Yeah, bro.
Well, after hearing that, I am not going to give a take.
Please don't, bro. I'm trying to save that one to get canceled.
I'm not trying to get canceled, so I'm going to leave that alone. There's already another take I would make, but I really get canceled then. So yeah. I'm going to leave that alone, too.
I feel you.
Let's just say it's a fruit take. But,
hold on. We on the same page.
If it's about what?
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Hold on. I messed with watermelon.
Okay, let me shut up. I'm about to get canceled now.
Yeah, you can cancel all the black folks. You don't like watermelon.
Like watermelon, bro. Sorry. I don't too much care for it.
Yeah, I don't care for
both of y'all black cars gone.
I don't care for watermelon, buddy.
It's all right.
The stickiness of it. I just don't care for it, bro. I don't.
Well,
but
Jerry, you can sit this now considering what you eat.
Oh, you're right. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Tony, I'll tell you later what it is.
Okay.
We ain't gonna say it on the show.
Okay, I got you.
Matter of fact, hold on. But the Cheez-It Bowl against Oklahoma State. First of all, Oklahoma State looked good.
Yeah.
And that was one of my picks, so they better look good. So they look good, but I mean I don't know about that, because in the Big 12, like who do y'all see that can challenge Oklahoma in the Big 12?
Oklahoma's sorry, in my opinion.
Oklahoma's not good, man. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, they're not like that. Oklahoma
is not, anybody can get them.
When did they play Baylor? I thought
we're gonna be the team, but they don't look good either. There's really not no good teams in the Big 12.
I think Baylor can do something.
Oh, Baylor. Yeah, they look. Did they win that game yesterday?
Yeah, I think they did.
They did.
They pulled it out. So maybe Baylor. Maybe Baylor can give them a game. Maybe that might be the team.
Yeah.
I know they were in a close one with Iowa State, but.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know they won, though. That's wild.
Man, I definitely missed on that pick. I thought Iowa State would end up winning that game, man. Man, I definitely missed on that one.
I had Baylor, bro, for sure.
Man, I mean, maybe they can. I mean, who knows? Maybe they can be the team that jumps up and challenges them, either them or Texas. But, man, it's going to be wild to see that. And then yesterday, we know Oregon looked really good, like going over to the Pac-12. Oregon looked really good yesterday, you know. That Arizona team is just not good.
Right.
But the surprise for me is USC. They do not look good at all.
I know.
That team is not good. And I told people, Kendon Slosis, whatever his name is, I told people this kid is not – it was another Bo Nix situation. I told him, I said, this kid is overhyped, bro. He's not good. Now USC fans are starting to realize, yeah, this kid is not good. Like, but I have been saying that. I have been saying it for months. Like, this kid's not that good. But once again, people tell me I don't know football, and then when I come around and I'm right, then all of a sudden the stories have changed.
And the thing is, he only got back into the starting lineup really because Jackson Dart, their freshman quarterback, ended up getting hurt during the game last week. And Dart is that dude. Like, the kid was just a freshman, but he showed he is that
good, man.
Yeah, that dude is good. And if he doesn't get hurt, I don't think Keaton Slovis gets that job back. But, I mean, hey, I mean, I think once he gets healthy, I think if Keaton Slovis returns to USC, I think it's going to be a legit quarterback competition. And I think Jackson Dart will win it. I really do.
Might as well just head to the portal, bro. Go ahead and head to the portal, bro. Because he's not that good, I'm telling y'all. Like, it's another Bo Nix situation, kind of. He's not really that good. But, you know, the stigma of USC quarterbacks, prestigious, blah, 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 blah. The kid's not that good, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to see how there's more parity this year in college football. That's the thing. And I guess I'm glad to see it because, I'm going to be honest, I'm tired of seeing the same four teams in the playoffs all the time. We got to change it up. Teams are starting to step up, and this is the time where we're going to start seeing who's for real and who's not. Right here. Like, this is the time right here. This is where it starts.
You said, man, I mean, there hasn't been really any parity in college football. What, the last eight years?
Yeah.
Like, it's been a while. So that's the one thing that's good about Clemson losing is I'm going to get to see some other teams in the playoffs. And I'm slick, not even mad about that, honestly. Like, especially this year, the way we've looked, I'm excited to see some of these other teams. And I think it's good for the whole nation, you know, to get to see some other teams besides Bama and Clemson every year.
Man, Clemson going to somehow backdoor their way into the playoffs.
I was saying that too.
For some crazy reason, I can see it.
No,
they go on a run. They start winning. Then they win the ACC, and all of a sudden, they done somehow backdoor their way into the fourth round playoff.
I don't think so. The thing about it is the media really doesn't like us. Like, I don't know if y'all noticed that. We lost, and they dropped, even though it was a bad loss, they dropped us from 9 to 25. Like, the media does not like us. Like, Paul Feinbaum been on our heels for years. Like, the media don't like us. So I'm telling y'all now, Clemson had zero shot of getting the playoffs. They could win every game by 100 for the rest of the year. They're not in the end. That's a fact.
Man, Paul Feinbaum don't like nobody unless it's Alabama.
Bro, Feinbaum be up Bama tail, bro.
And he went to Tennessee. That's what's funny.
Right.
He only I've only heard him talk highly about Bama. I haven't heard him talk highly about anybody else but Bama. Like, ever.
Yeah, he had to give us credit last week. Even though it was a close loss, he had to give us credit and say, hey, maybe Florida's legit. Everybody's starting to say that now. Maybe Florida's legit, but, I mean, like you said, he only talks about Alabama. That's why a lot of people don't like to watch the show now, because that's literally all he's talking about.
No. Like, they pay bills. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they do pay his bills. I mean, what else they pay? They paying everything else. So, oops, did I say that out loud? Didn't mean to let that one slip. But what do you want to see going forward? You know, just with some of these teams. Of course, namely Well, you touched on Clemson, what you want to see, and I want to see the young guys too. But teams like Arkansas and teams like Iowa, you know, Penn State, Florida, teams like that, you know, that's starting to step up and has the chance to say, hey, we got a shot at getting into this playoff. Like, what do you want to see from teams like that going forward?
And to be honest, like, I have a lot of faith in Oregon. I think they're really good.
Yeah.
They're a really good team. I want to see them continue to be consistent because that's been the problem in the Big 12, Pac-12, for the last couple of years. They can't find a consistent team. Like, 1 year is Washington, 1 year is Oregon, 1 year is USC. They can't right. find a consistent winner. So, for me, I think for somebody like Oregon, I want to see consistency. I would like to see a team like Penn State beat Ohio State this year. Like, Ohio State is another team that I don't think is that good. Like, I don't think they're any good, honestly, especially on the defense side of the ball. They're not good.
Oh, so they're not.
I would like to see Penn State knock them off. Hell, what even about a team like Michigan? I would like to see them finally beat Ohio State for once.
Likewise.
So I just want to see those type of things for a team like y'all. I want to see y'all continue to get better. I want to see y'all, you know, compete against Georgia and Bama, because I don't know if y'all know it, but everybody kind of has it lined up that y'all are done. Y'all are not going to get to Atlanta, and y'all ain't going to beat Georgia. Even me at one point, I was like, yeah, Florida's not beating Georgia. But after what I seen last week, and now that I'm seeing the demise of Clemson, I'm kind of like, yo, Florida might can do it, because, like I said, that Georgia win against Clemson does not look great. Does. So to me, I think those are some of the things I just kind of want to see. I want to see Penn State beat Ohio State, beat Michigan, you know, Michigan compete against Ohio State, knock those guys out if you can. Also, I want to see Oregon just stay consistent. A team like y'all, I want to see y'all, you know, just play consistent with Georgia and Bama. And do y'all play Ole Miss?
No.
Okay, thank God. Y'all don't
get to play Ole Miss, so that's good. So, and that's another team. That's another team I would like to see. I think they play Bama in like 2 weeks. So I kind of want to see
them this week, right?
Oh, they play this
upcoming Saturday.
Okay, yep. So that's going to be a good game.
As a matter of fact, I think CBS has that game because we know game day is going to be in Athens, but right. I think that Arkansas Georgia game is actually a noon game.
Okay. So yeah, I would like to see what Ole Miss is going to do this year, too, because everybody talks about how great Matt Corral has been and all that.
Right.
But let me see it against Bama, and then we'll talk. So, you know, those are just some of the things I'm looking forward to. Like I said, with Clemson, just get the young guys in, and just let's just see how they do at this point. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, man, pretty much same, like, I think for the Big Ten, I want to see somebody establish themselves as the best team. Like, I want to see a clear-cut team. I want to see somebody that can compete with the SEC, because I feel like the SEC has all the power this year, truthfully. You know, and yeah, I don't think anybody's going to do anything with any of the teams at the SEC, but I do like Oregon as well. I want to see Oregon continue to be a, you know, balanced offense. I want to see Anthony Brown mold himself into maybe even a Heisman candidate if they can stay undefeated. Big 12, I kind of want to see if Baylor can be the best team, because if Oklahoma's the best team in that conference, I don't think we're going to have a fun playoffs, because, yeah, I don't think Oklahoma's that good at all. Spencer Rattler's been struggling. I mean, that's pretty much what I want to see, man.
Sorry, Jared. One more thing I want to bring up, too, since we're talking about Spencer Rattler and all these guys.
Right.
Can we realize and mention that there are not generational quarterbacks
at all
growing on trees?
Exactly. Like,
when you look at this last draft class, we've seen guys like Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and all that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this year, I don't know about y'all, but I don't see that guy. Like, I don't see a generational talent. And that's why people are being so hard on Spencer Rattler and so hard on DJU, especially Embry, those two programs, because both of those programs have had back-to-back dominant quarterback play.
Yep.
And now that's not happening. So, once again, I want to bring up that people need to realize these generational quarterbacks we talk about all the time on Twitter and all that, they don't grow on trees, man.
They don't
grow on trees. There's colleges that have went years without a generational quarterback, a.k.a. Georgia, a.k.a. Auburn, a.k.a. A&M. I mean, the list goes on. Like, there's so many places that haven't had generational quarterbacks in years. And when I say generational, I mean game changing. Like, even no right. offense, y'all haven't had a generational quarterback since what, Tebow?
Right, right.
Like, right. So it's just like, I'm glad that people are realizing these generational quarterbacks we always talk about, they do not grow on trees.
They don't, man. They don't. And, you know, even though I feel like Trask was a heck of a quarterback, just a brilliant player, you know, NCAA all-time, you know, great thrower of the football, you know, generational, man, like, Gator fans got to realize that it just doesn't happen. Like, you know, we may have one on our bench right now that can be a generational player, but it's hard for guys to, you know, reach that level. It's just it's not like that. So I feel like some people took it for granted. Like, just watching Justin Fields play, watching the Kyler Murray's play. Like, we've had some great quarterback football over the last few years, bro. And now we just don't have that. Like, people were spoiled by seeing Joe Burrow, Tua, Kyler Murray, Kyle Trask, you know, Trevor Lawrence, like all these guys. But this year we don't have that. And then because we don't have that, we see teams that are beatable. Right. So I think with that being said, we're going to get to see a lot of good football games, but not a lot of good football teams. So it's just going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out, man.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. And like you're right about you guys are right about the quarterbacks being generation players. I mean, they're rare. I mean, you don't see guys, you don't see those kind of guys. You know, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, you know, guys like that. I mean, these – and that's the position we know is under the most pressure because they're expected to perform to these high levels. And when it doesn't happen, you know, they get all the blame and everything. It's like
– Exactly.
It's hard. Like, it's hard. And it's always the ones that don't know football or never played criticizing these guys. I'm like, have you ever, like, gone out there – and seen a cover three or seen a cover two.
Exactly.
A blitzing linebacker.
And the answer is no, they have not.
You guys have not seen that. So y'all don't, it's like, they don't know how hard it is to actually play the position. Well, it's hard to play any position on the field, to be honest.
Right.
And it's funny, you hear a lot of people say quarterback is the hardest position to play on the field. It's actually not if you know football. The hardest position to play on the field is on the defensive side. Cornerback,
yeah,
that's the hardest position to play. You don't know what route the receiver's running,
right? Yeah, cornerback, and most of the time, especially if you're like in man coverage a lot, cornerback is rough, man.
Right?
Oh, it is. I mean, there's a lot of technique that goes. You got to flip your hips and all that.
Yeah,
I mean,
cornerback is probably. Yeah, I agree on that. Actually, cornerback is definitely probably the hardest position on the actual field. I agree with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you think about it, like, these guys are under a lot of pressure already. So, it's like, as fans, can we lay off of these guys and just know that they're trying to do their best? Now, a player's just terrible. That's a different story. Players shouldn't be on the field, Bo Nix. I mean, we understand it.
Right.
And if any Auburn fans listen to this, Eli and Tay, sorry, I had to throw that out there. But, I mean, it had to be done.
I mean, most Auburn fans would agree with you, honestly, though. He just hasn't been good.
Right.
So I mean, it's hard out there for these guys. So some of the things I want to see really is, like, for Florida, for example, can we continue to build on the recent success that we've had? Can Emory Jones continue to build on that success? Can he continue to get better and better? I think he can. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just say this. Yeah, there's no debate on who the starter is. It's Emory Jones.
Yes, it's Emory.
But Anthony Richardson will have a role in this offense, and we're going to need both of those guys.
Of course.
So for the ones clamoring for Emory, stop.
I got a quick question about Emory Jones. Because y'all know me. I've been saying I'm an Emory Jones fan last year. Mm-hmm. What's his eligibility status? Like, Can he go to the NFL this year? Is he going to go? Is he leaning towards Stanford? Like, what's the deal on that?
I mean, he's eligible to go. He's a fourth-year junior, so
okay.
He's eligible to go. Okay. But, I mean, it depends. It depends on how he plays and everything, too.
Gotcha.
And see, like, yeah, like, I feel like because he's a, you know, a junior, fourth-year junior, he could go. But if we're being real, AB, I don't think he's going, man.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. I don't think he is either.
I think we have a situation where we're going to have to play him and A. Rich and kind of, like, make A. Rich feel good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, well Rich, A. Rich is going to have a role in the offense because, you know, If you think about it, Dan Mullen has experience in using two different quarterbacks at certain times. So he's done it. He did it with Chris Leach and Tim Tebow. I mean, he did it with Kyle Trask and Emory Jones.
Right.
So he has experience in this field. So he knows it's just a matter of when you bring that other guy in. Like, is it the right situation? Because if it's not, he's not going to come in. But if it is, like, goal line situation, we all know who should be in the game at quarterback.
Bro, A. Rich should be in there, dog.
I mean, let's just be honest. It should be him in at the goal line.
Yeah, man.
And for the fans that are clamoring for him to be the number one quarterback, for A. Rich to be the number one guy, look, it's the reason why he isn't. I'll just say that. It's a lot. The home run plays, like we said before, they are spectacular.
But when they get taken away, though.
You said what?
But when they get taken away at some point, you know, we got to be able to drive the ball down the field. And it's not easy. It's not easy, as we saw with Emory early on, bro. It's not easy.
Exactly. It's not that easy.
I'm going to say one thing to y'all coming from a person outside of y'all's fan base. I think one thing that y'all's fans got to realize, y'all have a good problem, man. Y'all
we have a great problem.
Really good freaking quarterbacks. Like, that's a good problem to have. Like, right now, I'm begging for one good quarterback. Like, so I think that Florida fans, to understand that y'all have a good problem that can be solved if they go about it the right way. Maybe if Emory does decide to stay another year, maybe utilizing some plays or some situations just for AR-15, you know, or whatever the case may be. But I definitely think Emory has shown enough to be the starting quarterback, at least for this year. Like, I don't see how he can be displaced at this point. But like I said, I think the main thing that y'all got to realize, y'all have a good problem, bro. Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good Florida fans. Y'all have a good problem, man. seriously.
It is this simple. Appreciate what you have when you have it.
Bro, people know. They should know. Do they not remember Luke Del Rio and Austin Appleby as our quarterbacks?
Did you really just have to bring those two up, man?
Right, let's be real, bro. I mean,
it's true. Historic books on that one.
It's true, but I mean,
holy hell. But yeah, I mean, he's not lying, though. Like, y'all have a good problem to have, bro.
Real quick, though, Jerry, what are you guys doing right now? And you know I'm talking about the Dolphins.
Dog, I'm scared, bro. We're like at the goal line. I'm kind of behind. Did we get a touchdown?
Yeah, you did. You just did now.
Oh, we did? Oh, thank God.
With 2 seconds left.
Oh, yeah, they just scored.
But now you got to go for two.
You got to go for
two. Oh, my God. I'm about to – oh, my God, dog. Can't do this.
Oh, God. So you're a guys, big this is how passionate we are about our team. Tony's a Carolina fan, so you know he happy with his team right now.
What do you think about Sam Darnold?
Man, I'm going to be honest, bro. He's really been doing good. Like, I'm going to wait because there's a lot of Panther fans just crowning him already.
Right.
And I'm not going to do that. I got to see a little bit more. But, man, I'm not going to lie to you. He's definitely beat out my expectations so far. I have to give him credit. He's been really good. Like, I can't even hate on him. He's been good, man.
Yeah, bro. I agree. He's been cooking it up. I've been thoroughly impressed with him.
A change of scenery was definitely needed. That was definitely needed because he's looking a lot better.
And I'm really starting to think, dang, yo, Adam Gase really might be the problem. Like,
oh, he's garbage. Yep. He's garbage.
Everybody
bro.
That's left him has gotten better immediately. Oh wow, they got the 2-point conversion, Jared. Look like y'all going overtime.
We got. Oh my God, we got it.
Yep, y'all got Ooh, it.
Fuller. Shoot.
Yeah, y'all going overtime, bro.
Oh my God.
As you can tell, Jerry is a big Dolphins fan right now.
Man, I like the Dolphins though, bro. Like, I don't have any problem. It's certain teams in the NFL I just don't like, but the Dolphins are one of those teams I kind of secretly kind of root for to do good.
Right, yeah. Right. You can't help but
the Dolphins have to be. They need to be good again. That'd be that's great for the NFL. The Dolphins.
I think
again,
we have good fans too. I think we have
y'all
good
do.
Fans.
Every Dolphin fan I've met is like super chill, bro.
Right, and Jaguar fans are completely different, even though they stink. It's weird. I don't know.
No. Jaguar fans are just honest and have accepted.
You know, a lot of Jaguar fans. No offense, are FSU fans. Like, a lot of FSU fans are Jaguar fans. So that probably right explains now, that, to be honest with you.
Bro,
wait. That's the case.
They haven't seen a win yet.
That is wild, man. And while we on here, Tony, since your Panthers and my Cowboys play next week, you want to do a little profile picture waiver? So if the Cowboys win, you got to change your profile picture to some Cowboys related.
Oh, God.
But if the Panthers win, I got to change mine to something Panthers related.
How long?
For a week.
Oh, God, am I really about to bet this on the Panthers? You know what? Fuck it. Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Jerry, you a witness? We got this locked in.
Witness.
We are men of our word.
I'm a man of my word, bro. Yeah, I'm a man of my word. We lose.
The Panthers win, I will do it. I will do it.
I'll do it. Oh, God, I can't believe I just bet it on the Panthers. Lord Jesus. How bad can this turn out? But, yeah, I'll do it. I'm not going to lie, though. I don't think the Panthers win this game. But I'm going to be honest. If I got to be honest, you know me. I'm a sports fan, but I'm also realistic.
Right.
I don't think the Panthers win this game next week, but hey, I'm a ride with my team regardless, though. So
Tony, do you not realize I'm a Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
Do you not realize I'm toting the line doing this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just think about it. Y'all got everything going against y'all. All of a sudden, we could possibly lay an egg.
It would be nice if we could get off to a 4-0 start, man. I mean, it would be really. We haven't gotten off to a 4-0 start since 2015.
Right.
So it would be really nice to get off to a 4-0 start because a lot of people don't realize after we play y'all, I mean, it's kind of like coast clear because we have the Eagles after y'all, not that great of a team. Then we have, I believe, the Minnesota Vikings, which they ain't that good either.
Right.
And then we have the Giants after that. They're not good. They just lost to the Falcons, like, at home. Yeah, so if we can get through, you know, you guys, man, I mean, in like 4 or 5 weeks, we could be looking at 8-0. And our back end of our schedule is rough. Like, we have the Saints one more time. The Bucks twice. We play the Buffalo Bills. So, like, the back end of our schedule is rough. So, it's very important for us to get off to a good start. So, if we can get off to 4-0, even 3-1 in these first 4 games, I'll take it, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you guys got a squad. So, hey, I mean, it's good to see the Panthers back winning again because we need that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm gonna need Christian McCaffrey to stop getting hurt. Every time I pick him on my fantasy team, I'm sick of that happening. That's got to change.
Me too.
I mean, my goodness, that's got to change right there. But before we close out, y'all got any final thoughts on just recapping this past week in college football?
And thanks for y'all, you know, having me on here. I enjoy it. We definitely got to get back to doing the picking the games and stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, we definitely do.
But yeah, man. I mean, I'm just excited now to kind of just see what else is left in Clemson. Like, who quits? Who just gives up? Like, I'm kind of interested to see that side of it, because, like I said, we haven't been in this position for a long time. So I want to see what our guys got, like, who got heart on our team. Because right. I guarantee you there's going to be some guys on our team that pretty much turn it in now at this point because they know we ain't going nowhere. So I want to see who those guys are and get them off my team. Like, that's kind of what I want to see at this point.
Maybe Nolan Turner decides to call it quit.
Oh, God, thank you. He does that, I ain't gonna lie, I'll be excited, bro.
I can see the sideline now if he do that.
Man.
They're gonna be putting up the Mississippi Mass Choir. Jerry, what about you?
For me, man, I'm really excited about this football. Anybody can win the championship at any moment. I mean, especially with, you know, how injuries have been in college football. So, I'm just excited, bro. I want to see my Gators. I really want to see us play with intensity. I feel like if we do that from start to finish each game, then I think we'll be right there in the thick of it, bro. It's just a mindset. You got to go out, want to dominate the game every week. So, you know, that's pretty much my feelings on everything.
Yeah, I echo those same sentiments. I want to see Florida continue to improve and just go out there and win the games they know they're supposed to win and get off to better starts, by the way, because no more slow. I'm tired of starts. But, you know, just in the landscape of college football, see which teams step up to be those new teams in the college football playoff because, hey, this is the year. It's wide open. Like, anybody can win it. So, I mean, this is one of those years where we finally have parity.
Yeah,
I just want to see who comes out and who takes that next step. Who steps up to be that team to say, "Hey, we're here. We're not going nowhere. We gonna try to win it all this year." So, like, who steps up? That's how it is for me.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Like, I definitely want to see who else takes that step. Like, who's like, because if we're really looking at things, Ohio State could be done, right? Like, we don't know about them. Like, they might be the next team that's chucking the deuces on the playoffs. So, we really don't know about them. So, what I would like to see is what these other guys are going to do. I want to see what people like Oregon are going to do.
That's true.
I want to see what Penn State, how they are going to respond. They're a better team than Ohio State this year. Psych part of them get them scared when they play against Ohio State in a few weeks. That's the type of stuff I want to see. So, you know, for me personally, bro, I just want to see, like you said, those teams step up and make a difference, man. And let's see some parity. They've been crying about parity for years. Let's see what happens.
Right. And I think another thing, bro, like, I feel like if a team steps up this year, bro, with how recruiting has, you know, been going, that can really change the tide. I think this season one of those years that could change the tide of college football for the foreseeable future. So
yeah, it definitely can. I mean, recruit.
Yeah,
it definitely could, because when you look at it, all the teams that's been in the playoffs every single year, basically, let's look at it. Clemson. They're struggling right now.
Right,
they're struggling bad right now. So you look at guys like that. You look at Ohio State. They're on the downturn spiral right now. I don't know if you guys know this, but for the 2022 class, Penn State has the number one class in the country right now.
Oh, wow.
Above Bama, above all of them, it's Penn State. So we're seeing changes. And like Jerry just said, I think this could be the year we see a full-on change of the tide for the people that was crying about parity. We're about to see it now and see if it really, you know, plans out the way everybody wants it to go.
Right. Yeah, you're definitely right. I mean, so I'm just excited. I'm excited to see I want to see who steps up in the Big Ten to try and knock off Ohio State, because I think Penn State has the best chance to do it.
Yep.
I'm not putting no faith in Michigan to do it because Jim Harbaugh is the coach. Right. And he ain't beat Ohio State since he's been there. The only reason why he been fired is because he's Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
So right. They ain't gonna fire him. They should, but they won't.
Right.
So anybody else go 0-7 against Ohio State.
They
ain't going 0-7. They fired at 0-2.
Yeah, they out of there.
So I mean, I think Penn State has a chance to challenge Ohio State. I want to see who steps up to win the ACC now, since that's wide open. Can anybody in the SEC take down Alabama? Right now, I think Florida and Georgia are the only two teams that really can.
Don't sleep on this weekend.
Maybe even Ole Miss. I'm not sleeping on Ole Miss or Arkansas.
Arkansas, I'm about to say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sleeping on neither one of those two teams. But in terms of grand scheme of things, you know, going to the SEC championship, one of those teams can take them down. And in the Pac-12, like you mentioned, Oregon. I think Oregon has gone defeated this year in the Pac-12.
Yeah, so, I think so.
So I mean, they just look really good right now. And then the Big 12, even the Big 12 open right now, because Oklahoma, they don't look like they want to take. They don't look like they want to step up and be that dominant team they've been.
So, right.
Big 12 is wide open too. So this is a lot at stake right now, and I'm just excited to see what comes from it.
Yeah.
And so with that, it's been a great episode. So definitely, let everybody know where we can follow you.
So y'all can follow my podcast, man. On IG, it's gonna be Talks with T-Time Podcast. On Twitter, it's Talks with T-Time P1. And then y'all can follow my regular page too as well at AO_T-Time9. Once again, man, I appreciate you guys having me on, bro. I really do appreciate
Absolutely.
It. We got to get y'all over on my platform, too. Maybe,
no doubt. No doubt.
Maybe week, sometime we can set something up. So maybe this week we can get something going. We'll talk about it, after a while. But, maybe this week we can get you guys over there on my platform, because I'll really be excited to have y'all for real.
For sure, bro. For sure.
Definitely, bro. Definitely. We would love to come on there.
Maybe we can work out a day this week that will work for everybody, and then we can just go from there. And but I definitely need to bring y'all on my platform as well, so we might set that up this week.
Yeah, bro, that, and like we can get even Talking Sauce with it too, because I want to have you on Talking Sauce, bro. That would be dope to have like a three-way joint.
I'm down with any collaboration, man. So definitely just let me know. But I definitely want to bring y'all on my platform. I'm going to try to set that up this week.
Okay.
We'll talk more throughout the week and stuff like that. I talk to y'all just about every day on Twitter or something.
Right.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But I definitely would like to have y'all on, man, sometime in the near future.
For sure, fam, for sure. Yeah, let's get it done.
Man, definitely, bro. We'll definitely set that up.
Yep.
Jared, let everybody know where we can currently follow you.
Y'all can follow me at IamBreezyII on Twitter, and you can follow me at JLamar_II on Instagram.
Before he gets suspended.
I gotta chill out, bro. People get mad at me for no reason.
But you toting a lot right now.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. I said I wanted something about Bernie, and then I said I want DeJuan Black on the field, and I got slack for that. And I was like, oh my
goodness.
Good Lord. I mean, you can't even have your own preference of players on the field.
Oh my God!
Without getting canceled, it's crazy. Cancel culture is wild, man. Like,
it is.
I understand it about like being a racist or being a rapist or something like that. You deserve to get canceled for, but having a difference of opinion is just wild. But people will honestly cancel you for that.
Yeah, they'll get you out
if your opinion is popular, like unpopular to the most, even if it's just an opinion. You will get canned. It's crazy. Yep. I honestly hate cancel culture. Like, I really do. Sometimes it's good. Like I said, when it comes to, like, rapists and women abusers and people like that, it's great. I encourage it. But when it's like, I think Derek Carr is better than Matt Stafford, and people are getting canceled for that, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, you definitely right about that. We got to get better at that.
And my thing is, I'm sorry we're going on a tangent. We're going to end the podcast.
So you good?
But like, it's just like, I feel like instead of tagging on people like that, why don't we educate them? Like, yeah. Hey, bro, this is why Derek Carr is better than Matthew Stafford, or this is why he ain't better than Matthew Stafford. No, it's automatically, you're an idiot, you're stupid, don't know football, shut up. Like, that's how it is. Like, you can literally say one thing, and if somebody disagrees with you and their whole camp disagrees with you, you're canned.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely wild, man. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, we just lost because oh my God, I hate the Dolphins, bro. I hate the Dolphins, dog. Mm. Oh, it's incomplete. Never mind. Oh my God. I almost died.
Yeah. And you can follow me on Twitter at AceWave1. You can follow me on Instagram at Ace_Wave1. And you can follow the podcast page on Twitter at @Inside_Swamp and on Instagram at @Inside_FloridaAthletics. And the song I think I'm gonna go with. I kind of went back and forth with this, but oh man, because I kind of want to save this for a different day, but I'm gonna go. And I was listening to it earlier too, so I'm gonna go. Lil Baby with Drake and Gunna, Never Recover.
Okay.
So, I mean, since we got somebody on here that live in Atlanta, so, you know, I kind of had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good song.
So, I'm definitely going to do that. And this has been another great episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. For Tony, Jerry, and Anthony here, we leave you as we always do. We go Gators. And Clemson. Tony's a Clemson fan.
Yeah, man. Pray for them boys.
But that and God bless.
God bless, man. God bless. Take heat. Yeah. Take heat. This too hard. Me need you too hard. Run that back, Turbo. I bring her money, they change up the topic. I got a 19 and it folded my pocket. She gave me a number, now I gotta block it. I'm mixing the dirty bills in with the profit. Clean that shit up and I give it right back to him. If I don't fuck with him, then I can't rap with him. I wanna beat him when somebody catches him. I wanna witness and see that shit.
Man, these folk got their hitty shit, no cap.
I bring up hits and they change up the topic. I got a 19 and it folded my pocket. One hell of a year and the niggas still dropping. They wanted to stop it, but they couldn't stop it. You told a story like Shorty was feeling you. She told a story like she split the bill with you. Look at my story, man. No one could write it. Now I see a million, I don't get excited. I might just buy, sell my shit to Thug Away. Ain't no real sense in me going the other way. Cannot be seen in that shit from the other day. Virgil just sent me a whole different colorway. Please don't be stupid, it's Baby and Gunna. And Baby, he wanted it, so I just swung her. Next time I'm in Dallas, I look for another. You niggas fell off and you never recover.
Puddle so high, taking weight till it bubble. Y'all Gunna, I made this shit double. Hitting Lignette and left with a puddle. It's me drinking, Baby, you know you in trouble. Run up my chip, my bitch sprinter the shuttle. Sign for some M by the bin for my brother. Painted all black, the interior butter. I drip like a leak and that's word to my mother. Yeah, came out the street, gotta sleep with a cutter. Family of beasts, we gon' eat us a supper. My dick in her mouth like she teasing or something. Sound like it could be drip season or something. Ain't no comparing, cause we number one. In black and white Chanel, I look like a nun. The police in shock, don't know who got a gun. Don't got what I got, cause I shop in Milan. It's winter, I stood to the top all the done. The kid was surprised at my trunk in the front. I know you all said it don't shine in the sun. Cuban ain't look like a box of crayon. I'm still at the light trying to cut the cayenne. I told her just fuck it, I'm going on the run. You one of my dogs, I look out for the bun.
Let them get by, let them choose side. We get M's in by the shoe size. I don't fuck with y'all type of kind. I done seen all y'all deep ride. Breadwinner like I'm Kevin Gates, and I swear to God I don't get tired. From the treasure now, I'm going spend a whole hundred on a new weird spot.
Don't got a drip, I can leave it to Gunna. Running this shit, only been out 2 summers. That 4x4 truck, I post 300. Go at whoever, they know how I'm coming. Ain't got no feelings, I'm here for the money. Treat every club like a magic on money. Niggas ain't rich for real, they get in front of it. Gave her a dime, told her fits up her stomach. By the time she get back, I'ma switch up my number. Count to her friend like I been on a bumper. Lately, I been the topic of discussion. Draco with foreign, they shoot it from Russia. Bad vibes in my
on show like a musher. If she tell me no once, I won't even touch her. All I do is get her out here bushing. Act like I been rich, I used to have nothing. Drizzy hit me up like he got another one. Money ain't even came in from the other one. Fucking them hot, so I might as well double up. Seem like everything I get on the number one. They tryna team up to beat me, they huddling up. Ever catch me out in traffic, I'm cutting up. Every city we go to, it be lit as fuck. Tryna put the police on us, get rid of us.
Let them get by, let them choose side. We get M's in by the shoe size. I don't fuck with y'all type of kind. I done seen all y'all did right. Bread when I'm like I'm Kevin Gates, and I swear to God I don't get tired. From the treasure now, I'm going to spend a whole hundred on the new biz watch.
Seen the overseas drip.